Very cool.
And he's kind of devilish.
But let's check this outtake out, because it does have a certain prophecy to it. This is an outtake from Channel 7, brought by an unidentified listener yesterday.
This is Bill Bonds. The American economy is getting better. Car sales are up, and so is profit. But there are still a lot of people unemployed in this Detroit area. Long lines forming today. Hundreds of people expected to apply for selling jobs with Ford dealers. Also today, poor people in this Detroit area who really are kind of hopeless.
Did it?
I mean, you got to change so much of it. Time I finish this, I think I'll be out of a job.
It's true.
I'll be covering my own story. No, Rich Fish will be covering me. I'll be in the unemployment lines. Doris will be saying, I wanted the blue-eyed mother to get fired.
Well, you get dead.
You imagine if they had switched those stories and I hadn't caught those numbers?
No question about it, Bill. You're indispensable to the news team. You ready?
And Rich Fisher is covering this story.
He is. God,
I believe he is.
He's like a modern-day Nostradamus.
How about
he saw that?
That
coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, it has nothing to do with his current situation.
How he got into
it's not to imply
channel.
Anything about this. I think it's just a standard outtake. In fact, you can find outtakes of people here,
yeah,
like us,
harmful ones,
and Mike, where I think there's more swearing than you'll hear on this little clip.
Tough. What the does that mean? What the kill this thing?
Oh, come on, Bill, you gotta do it.
I can't. Well, I don't know what it means. What the does it mean? I'm without a place to go. What does all this mean? What do those two things mean? What the does that mean? Tell them to go down. If they're short, tell them to go up. What the f*** do those two first things mean? Oh, Jesus f***ing Christ, what the f*** is wrong with a short declarative sentence? Like, good evening, I'm Bill Bonds. Nothing is new. Good night.
That's okay, Bert.
Well, you have to appreciate his sense of humor, if nothing else. But I think he wishes this was the news.
Good evening, I'm Bill Bonds. Nothing is new. Yes. Good night.
What was the line at the end?
Tell them to go down. If they're short, tell them to go up.
Oh, he's talking about.
Do you have any analysis on that?
No.
Okay.
The copy is confused.
Right,
that's all.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Okay, I just thought that meant something.
No.
All righty.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Bill Bonds making a joke about some sort of sex of some kind.
Oh, I see.
You see?
No, I think what he meant was...
Good evening, I'm Bill Bonds. Nothing is new. Good night.
55 now, and on up to Sky Crib, Mr. T.C. Hey, don't tease.
You know, not too bad. I guess, you know, last night with the game I had, you know, the Grand Salami. RBI.
Nice poke.
The fans, you know, kind of wish that I could have done that every day, but I've been so damn busy.
Well, with the Simpson trial?
Yeah. You know, they're finally getting down to some of the just detail stuff in the trial, so I had time to play.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're working on Bill's case, too, here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd the contest go yesterday?
Well, we filled up all the potential blood alcohol possibilities from 0.00 to 0.40.
0.40, of course, being deaf.
Yeah.
But,
actually,
you know,
I think there were a few between 0.00 and 0.10 that were left open because no one wanted them. Which is unfortunate.
Nobody but the really big Bill Bonds fans were filling up the 0.10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, see the 4.0 is the cap, but, you know, if there's anybody that could beat the alcohol cap, as it were, it would be Bill Bonds. Because this dude has just somehow avoided death for all these years.
Well, Trudy was saying that people that drink a lot, and we don't know how much he drinks. We only hear hearsay.
From the stories, he is Superman.
Yes.
But?
Well, certainly, you know, from my own experience watching him, sitting directly next to him for about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago. Yes, he is a bit of a colonic Superman.
But I thought you could only get to like 0.40 before you died of alcohol poisoning anyway, no matter who you are.
Well, if you're an alcoholic, though, you build up this enormous resistance.
Okay, so that's the way it works. You do have to drink. Well, that's what you were saying yesterday, Trudy.
Right.
You have to drink more
to get your buzz.
To get the same buzz.
Yeah.
But at 1:35 in the afternoon, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
What?
So, I mean, there's
kind of
a possibility that he did build himself up to a Gale Sayers.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
But
or a Brian Piccolo.
If you get to the Brian Piccolo, you a dead man.
So they say.
Piccolo being the 4-1.
Yeah.
Gale being the 4-0.
Hey, T, speaking of people that like to party,
you know, he may be a Leonard Thompson.
What's Leonard Thompson? The
3-9.
T, speaking of people that like to party, we know how much Marge likes to party and smoke and drink, and there's a rumor that she's after Sparky.
Got a lot of baseball news yesterday. Jack Morris got released from Cleveland.
Now, what was he doing? Was he going off to his farm in Montana between starts?
Yeah, and...
There's a team player for you.
Yeah, but the bigger factor was he was just scaring the kids.
The kids?
Yeah, at the stadium. So kids coming to the game, he's pitching, they look at his face, they go, whoa! I think that was really a bigger factor.
Yeah, Jack really does need a beard.
Big beard. Yeah. And, you know, they thought about giving him number 10 when he was playing for the Indians and just putting Oxy on there instead of Morris. Anyway. And then, of course, Deion Sanders got arrested.
On a moped or something?
On a scooter.
Yeah.
For dragging a police officer like 20 feet.
Right.
Now, we've got that officer with us here today.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Marge are having a discussion. Marge is trying to get him to, you know, drop charges.
Shall we give any more details on what happened there? I guess the guy was going to arrest him.
Well, just ask him.
Okay.
Hello.
Officer.
Yes.
You were, what were you stopping Deion Sanders for on his scooter?
He was jaywalking.
He was jaywalking?
Well, he walked between two cars,
uh-huh.
Got on his little scooter, and thought he could just drive by with no problem.
And that's when you sprung into action?
Well, I was talking with my girl, Thelma Lynn. When all of a sudden I realized that he was talking trash, I showed him who could talk the toughest trash.
Now, how are you going to work Mr. Limpet into this? I think that's the real question.
Well, if you're going to make fun of the bit, I'll just stop it.
No, it's not that at all. It just, I don't know, for some reason I was stuck on it almost from the minute I heard your voice. I just heard it coming. I don't know. I'm sorry. You were saying.
Well, I don't even remember now. I think you're saying it.
Was that Floyd?
You see, Deion Sanders. He was just coming to get his haircut. Yeah.
Floyd?
He's just such a nice boy.
Floyd, how did he get to be dragging the officer on the scooter?
It is. Look in the Barney. Barney was just standing there. And he just thought he was a light boy. Because Barney's so skinny.
I wonder what Floyd having the big O would sound like. Probably.
I can tell you, you know. Helen Crump's here. She's ready to service him.
Helen?
Go ahead, Helen.
Helen Crump would have been a bad lay. A bad lay. There's just no doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, you have nice curly hair. Yeah.
There he goes.
Okay.
Starting to sound like Bob Dylan having an orgasm. Floyd?
Oh, Floyd's smoking. It's the first time I've ever seen that.
Floyd, how's the traffic?
But, I stopped smoking. It is not fun.
Although I'm excited.